You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, we're going to pivot really quick. If you missed the 2 o'clock hour, please go listen and find that on podcast. The reviews are in and they are glowing for the historic opening match of the World Cup between Argentina and Algeria last night here in our town. Our city has never looked better on a global stage last night. And the only thing people seem to be complaining about, one little teeny tiny thing, and that was the route getting into Arrowhead, which I will remind you, FIFA is in charge of those things. When the World Cup comes into town, it's sort of like the PGA. They take over the entire event. And we wanted to see, I know they've been in meetings all day, how they are going to address this before Saturday's match between Ecuador and Curaçao. And we are going to welcome in on the hotline the president and CEO of Visit KC and the KC Sports Commission, my good friend, Kathy Nelson. I know you guys have heard. I know you're listening. And I know that there is meetings probably all day, Kathy, above anyone's pay grade listening to try to make this the best experience for our fans.
Oh, absolutely. And great to hear your voice. Yes, as we always lessons learned from any event we do, we use those lessons and lean into what's happening next. So the lessons learned from the first match is already resulting in improvements that will help fans get into the stadium complex. And, you know, efficiency is important to us. And as we look at the next five matches, improving on what happened yesterday. But you said it. I had over 200 text messages from people that were in the stadium after the match last night. Everyone was like, I will always remember where I was when Messi had a hat trick. I will always remember the energy of the fans. Not a single text message that I received complained about transportation. I get it. It was not easy, but we're figuring it out. And you also said this, that truly those entry operations are FIFA's decisions, but I think the Chiefs know how to do this. They're working with KC 2026 and our partners, especially the Chiefs, to figure out and listen to our recommendations now. But yeah, it's a learning curve for all of us, right? We haven't done that type of bus system to a Chiefs game before like that. And yeah, I mean, look, you think back to the 2015 World Series parade and people left their cars on the side of the highway. But what do people talk about? How great it was.
Well, and the guy that fell out of the tree with his pants down to his ankles.
Oh, that's true.
But outside of that, you know, absolutely that's what they talked about. And can you tell me a little bit, Kathy, like FIFA obviously is wanting the feedback. Like they also want this to be smooth for the fans. And so it's not like they're going to be resistant if you say, let's try opening this gate or this exit for the buses. I mean, this is not your first rodeo with this stuff.
Yeah. That's funny. I have that sign in my office right behind me right now. It's not my first rodeo. yes. Arrowhead events and everything that happens out of that stadium complex, they are experts in what they do. And yes, FIFA, of course, is interested and open to hearing more. You know, Pam Kramer, our CEO for KC26, is leading the charge and going, look, you got to listen to us. We've got to fix this. But there are ideas like opening the gates earlier, you know, so that we can appreciate the rush of buses and cars being driven to the stadium, opening up entrance into the stadium earlier. I'm not saying that all of that's been decided, but all of those ideas have been discussed today.
Anything else you want people to know? Like, I'm riding high on this thing, Kathy, and I never really paid attention to soccer outside of my five-year-old and the orange slices that we did 20 years ago. It was incredible last night.
Wasn't it? Like, I am still just beaming from the last 2.5 days. From Monday's energy in the city to the guests that were landing at the airport and just everywhere you walk downtown, it's like a whole different city already. And then to think about next, we have, you know, the match on Saturday, and then next week we've got the Netherlands. This morning I stopped in at a very small, great Made in KC shop up north in Briarcliff, and there were people from the Netherlands in there shopping. They couldn't buy enough KC gear. And I thought, well, how about that? These ladies were lovely, and they just love our city already and have fallen in love with all the orange around town. So, you know, yes, we can always improve on things. That's what we do as event people. That's what we do. We lean into what went wrong, which is always the hard next morning after a big event. So stick with us. There are things that will be improved upon. But my goodness, if you were in that stadium last night, and even if you're watching on TV to the, I haven't seen the numbers yet, but there had to be a billion viewers across the world. They're not complaining about transportation. We've got to get it right for our city, and especially for those that are here, whether you live in Kansas City or you're, you know, paying good money for your ticket, or you're in from out of the country. But still realize that the globe, the world stage doesn't happen often. And we will get through this transportation hiccup, and it will be phenomenal. And we are one match into six matches. So enjoy the ride.
And I'll tell you this, Kathy, I was barking about this months ago when all of the headlines were just doom and gloom. How are we going to do this? How is this going to work? How are we going to have all of these people? How is it going to work getting people in from Lawrence or what? Like all of this stuff, there was a lot of ink spilled that was negative. You are so good at your job. You are never going to be the person that says, I told you so. So I will say it. I told you so. I said this was going to be one of the greatest events in the history of this city. And that's exactly what we're seeing.
I would also tell people, and thank you for that. It takes a true village of thousands of people to make what is happening this summer happen here. But if you, whatever mode of transportation you took, especially if you went by car, I would check out Connect KC26. Those buses that we have, that's going to get even more easy. It would be smoother next time.
Yeah.
Look at modes of transportation to maybe that's a legacy coming out of this of, hey, look how well this works and help us make it easier. So get on, pick up a bus pass, show up to a bus mall, jump on a bus, enjoy it with fans from all over the world going in and out of these matches. Try something new. This is your opportunity to experience the world coming to our city.
Love you. Love you. Thank you for the call. I know how busy you guys are today. That is the head of the Kansas City Sports Commission and Visit KC, Kathy Nelson. Nobody does it better. Enjoy the rest of this month. You deserve it.
Thank you.
All right. Be well, my friend. See, everything is going to be just fine.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.